Wow. The Indigo Girls live on WFUV. This is Dennis Elsis along with Amy and Emily, who have stopped by today. There's a sold-out show tonight at the Bowery Ballroom. I guess you're kind of on a promotion club tour, right? So it's just you and the guitars and...
Yeah, we're just going around sort of having a good time and playing shows sort of co-sponsored by some of the radio stations that have been supportive of us in the past and, you know, contest winners and just trying to, like, I don't know, sort of get our feet wet a little bit and play some small venues, cheap tickets and stuff like that.
Now, you were just in England and in France, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read something where you did something with a ballet?
Oh, yeah, that's
in
that was way before then. That too, yeah.
Or was that way before? I'm confusing the dates.
No, we just did a very short tour in the UK. We opened for a band called K's Choice in Paris. They're friends of ours, old label mates.
There's a great live version with you, K's Choice, rocking in the free world.
Yeah, that's
killer.
Yeah, that's really fun. We used to do that a lot live together. But anyway, so we just did a short tour over there. Amy and I are making a concerted effort to get back there and build our career again. But the ballet was something that happened back in the fall, and it was the artistic director of the Atlanta Ballet had an idea to put together sort of a rock group or pop group with the dancers, and he chose the choreographer, and Amy and I made a list of songs, and she pared it down to the songs she felt inspired to choreograph, and she choreographed, I guess it was like eight songs or something, seven or eight, mm-hmm. and then the dancers danced. It was quite spectacular.
Wow.
We were on stage playing live while the dancers were dancing, and it was beautiful and sensual, and they had done Serenade right before this, so it was kind of the juxtaposition of a little more classical style and then the more freeform dancing was just a beautiful thing. For me personally, it's one of the highlights of our unusual career.
I mean, years ago, I think it was Twyla Tharp did Little Deuce Scoop, mm-hmm. which was a whole thing about Beach Boys music, and then later, I forget the name of it, but they did something with Sinatra's music.
And Prince.
Uh-huh. And Prince, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Somebody did something with Prince, but right. I think the unusual thing was just to be on the stage actually playing the music live, and so we had to
right. Those
you know,
things
the tempos
were
had to be happening, and we had an orchestra, a 30-piece orchestra,
right.
as well. So it's hard to imagine it working. I mean, when the idea came to me, I was like, I don't know about this, you know.
Indigo Girls
but
ballet.
It was like West Side Story. I mean,
that's
honestly,
great.
It was just really tough and beautiful too, and sexy and. And it was so fun to be a backup band and play live for that kind of thing. You really had to be very sort of analytical about what you were doing and count measures and tempos. And,
wow.
And I enjoyed it, you know, because it took it to a different level. I haven't played like that ever, so it was a challenge.
Right. Well, that obviously you just pointed out that those other things I was mentioning were to recorded music, but here is ballet and the folks that made the music live.
Right.
So that's something. Any idea that you might bring that here?
Well, there was talk about putting on the road. I think it's very involved and very expensive to travel, obviously. But we're going to do it again. We're shooting for next Valentine's week, next February. So at least we'll do it again in Atlanta and see whatever the future holds.
Cool. You know, it's what, 15 years for you as quote-unquote recording acts? I don't mean having met.
Yeah,
I mean, you met before that.
Well, we started playing in 80, but we didn't start really recording stuff on our own until like 85. We got signed in around 88. So.
And I think what some folks forget sometimes is that aside from always being, I'd say, on the right side of the social calendar, and by that I don't mean the social calendar, I mean the social calendar of issues, you guys have sold a lot of records.
It's taken us a while to sell a lot of records.
It's a reasonable amount.
Yeah. But we're a grassroots band, you know, and we
have
an outstanding following. They're very loyal, and they support us, you know, whatever we choose to do, and we try to really mix it up. So through the years, our fans have really stuck with us, and now we're noticing that we have a lot of younger fans, and hopefully through word of mouth or the people who started out as our fans, now they have kids and they're passing it on to their kids or their younger siblings or whatever. So it feels good to still have a career all these years later and continue to be able to tour regularly. We really love it.
Great. Something else live?
Yeah.
Well, we've got you here in the studio. Indigo Girls here at 90.7 WFUV.